Newly nominated Muncie Community Schools Board President James Williams says the new board is starting from scratch, even when it comes to their bylaws.
My review of the bylaws, I found them to be cumbersome, outdated in many respects.
One of the board's top priorities is to hire a new superintendent. As they write up a job description and consider hiring a search firm, the interim administration put in place Monday night has familiar names. It's the existing emergency management team, Administrator Assistants. And that team's CFO and now interim district treasurer, Bob Connington, had good news for the board.
You're taking over in a much better shape than some people got. Yes, you are. It's a solvent company. If you balance the budget in 17, you balance in 18, you're right size for 19, you're living within your means.
Coddington says his projected budget for the rest of 2018 leaves the district with more than $5 million in the bank come December. His numbers predict another loss of several hundred students from classrooms this fall. The district lost more than 400 last year. And Coddington's numbers assume the state has paid MCS a governor-approved loan of $12 million, so it can use that to operate at full capacity while slowly paying back misused capital fund bonds. That loan still hasn't arrived, and without it,
we run out of appropriations at the end of September, early October, without that $12 million.
Emergency manager Steve Edwards says the state finance committee must still approve the terms of the loan, mainly how many years MCS will have to pay back the money. Also Monday night, the board asked Edwards to send messages to all current teachers saying they'll have a place in the district next month and to detail salary and benefits. Last month, the district was able to eliminate about 30 positions through retirement and resignations. So only three teachers lost their jobs due to a reduction in force. This month, MCS hired 12 teachers and administrators and are actively interviewing for 12 more open positions. The new school board intends to meet for public meetings twice a month going forward, usually on Tuesdays, at locations across the district. Classes in Muncie begin on August 6th. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.